Let's go ahead and get started. Good morning, everyone, and welcome.
This conference will now be recorded.
I'm the chair of the Energy Technical Advisory Committee. I want to welcome everyone today. Thank you for jumping on a call right after a holiday. Hopefully everyone had a great Thanksgiving weekend. And if you want to get things started, then I'll go through the roll call, and then I'll take it from there for a minute.
Sure. And just reminding folks about our teleconference virtual meeting process is be aware of background noises. Keep your devices on mute, but do not put your phone on hold, and please wait to speak until offered, and we'll stack names and make sure that everybody has a chance to speak at the appropriate time. There'll be a general public comment period at the end, 3 minutes per person who wishes to speak. And with that, I'll do the roll call. Drew Smith.
Present.
Oscar Kaya.
Present.
Very good. Bob Cushell.
Here.
John Geislers.
Here.
Tim Grabowski.
Here.
All right. Commissioner John.
Here.
Okay. Brian Luksic. All right. Tony Morgan.
I'm here.
Very good. Jonathan Parks. All right. Roger Sanders.
Here.
And David Wozniak. Let me check one more time on those who didn't respond. That would be Brian Luksic, Jonathan Parks, or David Wozniak. All right, so we have 8 of 11, so we do have a quorum, and we're ready to move forward.
Perfect. We need to review and approval of the meeting agenda as amended.
And the amendment is
accept motion, Cushell.
Just so everybody's clear, the amendment is we don't have an energy code compliant software submittal, so that's not off of the agenda. That's the amendment.
Second, Geisler.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Meeting agenda has been approved as amended. Next, we need to. Yes?
So Jonathan Parks is added to the call now.
Thank you, Jonathan. We need to approval of the.
June 25th meeting minutes.
Motion Grabowski.
Drew, are you still there?
Second, no shell.
Drew, are you able to speak?
I am. I must have, I might be going in and out.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion for the approval of the August 11th, 2023 meeting minutes?
I believe that.
Motion and second.
Motion and seconded.
Right.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, meeting minutes from August 11th are approved. Jeff, if you want to get to this item number 4.
Sure, so we have two draft interim reports for approval. The first is comparison to 2023 Commercial Florida Building Code Energy Conservation 8th Edition with the 2021 IECC at ASHRAE 90+1/2019, and then the second one is impactful residential provision differences between the for Building Code Energy Conservation 2023 and 2021 International Energy Conservation Code. So the first one, of course, is the commercial comparison, and I get it's either Burkett and or Swami from FSEC or on to...
Can I say something?
Oh, sorry, Mo. Yeah, go ahead.
That's all right. As Jeff stated, there's 2 research projects here. The purpose of these 2 research projects is to mainly to review the 2023 changes to the 7th edition 2020 for the building code energy conservation, and for the purpose of mainly providing recommendation as to whether the provision of the 8th edition 2023 for the building code energy conservation meet or exceed the provision of the 2021 International Energy Conservation Code and the 2019 ASHRAE 90.1, and that's for the purpose to really be able to certify to U.S. Development Energy that the Florida Energy Code meets or exceeds the model code. Thank you.
All right. So either Barakat or Swami or either you on from FSEC?
Yes, Barakat. Yeah. I am going to present.
All right, Barakat, you're up. So you probably want to screen share.
Okay. This is Oscar Walkie. Says so. Can I ask a question?
Sure. And if you could mark Jim on caller number 6 as Oscar, please. Go ahead, Oscar.
Yes. No, I just wanted to see. I went through the presentation, but there's no conclusion as to whether our code is better or the same as the International Energy Code. And I think that's the purpose. I wonder, are we going to get that answer today, or do they still have to run some more simulations?
Hey, Jeff, I can answer the question. I think, really, this is an interim report. The final report is due January 31st, 2024, and that's when we get the actual determination.
Well, if that is the case, then the software that we have approved for this code, we cannot adjust it at this time. If, let's say, we are short, we want to modify the multiplier from 1.0 to 0.95, for example. We cannot do that today unless we know if we're good or not. So that was my question.
Again, I can answer the question if it's okay. I think we will talk about it whenever really we reach that conclusion. At this point, there is no intention to revise the energy code. Whatever we come up with, we come up with. But there's no intention to really go back and revise the code. So we'll have some discussion about this in January when the final report is out. And I hope we do meet or exceed the model code.
And efforts were made during the code process to make sure that happens as well, so that it's unlikely to be the case that we wouldn't meet it. But anyway. All right, Barakat, let's go.
Thank you. This is the presentation for interim report that compares the 8th edition Florida Building Code, Energy Conservation, with IECC 2021 and ASHRAE Standard 90.1, 2019. And the focus here is the commercial and the residential part will be presented by my colleague, Jeff Sunny. So the objectives of this project are two. It's review of the provisions of the 8th edition Florida Building Code and compare it with the 2021 IECC. And for the ASHRAE option with ASHRAE 90.1 2019, and make a determination through the quantitative analysis whether the energy performance of the 2023 code meets or exceeds that of the IECC and ASHRAE. On the first part of the task, that's changes review. We reviewed the code changes of the 2023 code and compared with 2021 ICC and provided code change summary as part of this interim report. And similarly, we did a review for ICR 90.1 changes and we provided summary. And also, we identified code changes that have significant energy impact that would be considered for actual the quantitative analysis. that will look into the highlights of the code changes that we have identified for analysis for ICC BEST 2023 Florida Building Code first, and then we go to the ASHRAE option at the later part of the presentation. Here are the summaries. The summaries of the code changes looks like this format. We have identified the code section and the header and the ICC code, where it originated, and a brief summary of description of the change and its anticipated energy impact, and the way that change is included in the analysis for the energy impact quantification, and a brief note if when needed to describing that code change, how it is included in the analysis. Here is a quick overview of the distribution of the various code changes in the different sections of the code. The majority of the code changes, or 80%, is in the commercial section, Chapter 4, and the impacts include thermal envelope, mechanical system, lighting and lighting controls, and the power and electrical sections. Here are the highlights of the ICC building envelope changes. Now, we identified to have some energy impact. The building thermal envelope, you know, air leakage testing, this is a new addition to that. So buildings, the residential and institutional buildings are required to have air leakage test with a target of 0.4 CFM per square foot and 75 Pascal pressure differential. In Florida, in this case, building for area size greater than 5,000 are exempted. And the other change that introduced in this code cycle is operable openings interlocking. That's any openings that are exposed to outside environment and an area is greater than 40 square foot has to be interlocked with the operation of the heating and cooling system. And also the control requirement has a control, mandatory control requirement that if the outside temperature is between 55 and 90, it requires to reset the segment by 1 degree. But if it is outside the 55-90 range, that means less than 55 and greater than 90, then it has to shut off the system completely. In the mechanical system, there is a large set of minimum efficiency requirement updates, and there are new equipment, HVAC equipment, also added in this code cycle. The temperature set point control for guest rooms, there are three categories now, rented, unrented, and rented unoccupied for control purposes. And then there is also supply air temperature reset control depending on outside air flow and climate zones. Lighting and lighting control changes, walk-in coolers and refrigeration units require a minimum efficacy for lighting lamps. That's at least a minimum of 40 lumens per watt. And then also a control where if that space is not occupied, then after 15 minutes it has to be turned off. And also it revises the lighting control occupancy sensors requirement for existing occupancy sensor requirements in open office and warehouses, and also added a new occupancy sensor control for corridor spaces. And there is also a lighting reduction control requirement in spaces where there is no occupancy sensor controls and manual lighting control is required. Further, going to the lighting section, daylighting response controls. Previously, we had this step dimming lighting control, but with LED lighting, it is possible to do a continuous one effectively. For that reason, they moved to continuous dimming lighting control. For parking garage lighting controls, they require occupancy sensor or time switch controls. data, they have reduced an average of 5% for LPD requirements for various species in the parameter, and also minimum efficiency requirement for species that grow plants and maintain. I would like to give highlights of the codes that excluded from 2023 relative to the new code changes introduced in the 2021 ICC. We have essentially didn't bring the current, the latest change that brought to 2021 ICC for administration as an SHGC requirement. Essentially, the ICC administration requirement is slightly stringent than what we have in 2023 for WE code. And there is a stringency increase for swinging door in 2021 ICC. Data centers now point to refer to requirements in the RSA 90.4 data center code requirements. This has been also not included in our code. All the detection, fault detection diagnostics, these for buildings with greater than or larger than 100,000 square foot, it has been also not included. Non-transient dwelling units, heat recovery, ventilation heat recovery requirement has not been also included. And site daylighting zone as well, that is the secondary site lead daylighting zone control, also not included in 2023 for that would be called. Furthermore, automatic shutdown control has been also excluded. Energy monitoring requirement has been also excluded. And in the latest addition of additional efficiency requirement that has been extensively expanded by building type and climate zone has not been introduced to our latest code. And these changes might impact our latest code relative to the 21 ICC. Then I'll go quickly through the RSA 90.1 other 19 code changes. We followed a similar format here when summarizing the code changes. We have here the addendum number, code section affected, summary of the changes, anticipated energy impact, and whether it's included or not in the quantitative analysis. Again, here are the summary of the code change distributions. You know, the large chunk goes to lighting and HVAC and service system requirements. The highlights of the changes are thermal envelope. Now this time, fenestration classification by framing material has been removed, and now it is just by fixed and operable and entrance door, and they have increased the stringency of HHCC and partly the new factor. And HVAC and equipment and system controls update has been also included in the latest code, update the minimum efficiency requirement of various equipments, and added a new energy metrics for farm energy index, and they have included a new HVAC control requirement occupied in standby mode. This is when a space is planned to be occupied but actually not occupied, means like, you know, they set the thermostat by 1 degree and completely shut off the ventilation air requirements to save fan energy. And there is also another requirement for heat recovery chillers for continuously 24-hour running hospitals for certain capacity range. A data center has been a requirement that RSA 90.1 has to comply with RSA standard 90.4 for building, whole building dedicated for data center, or maybe for computer rooms within a building has a certain kilowatt requirement. I think it's 10 kilowatt hour and larger required to refer to this standard. Lighting and daylighting control, reduce the LPD values, continuous dimming is now as a requirement. in the garage also lighting control requirements. And also they have introduced new lighting compliance method for simple building less than 25,000 square foot in building type offices, schools, and retails. And then also extensive revision of the commissioning requirement. They have now what they call functional performance testing requirement that actually during commissioning and provide verification and report on that commissioning process. And here are the three code section that has been removed or excluded from 2023 for the building code energy conservation: the automatic receptacle controls, electrical energy monitoring, automatic partial of interior lighting controls. So the first one and the third one may impact our energy analysis. The second one is not included in actual analysis. Here are the remaining tasks. You know, we have completed the review process, provided summary along with the relevant comments in a form of table. But what is remaining is the actual comparative analysis of the 2023 building code against 2021 ICC and against the 2019 ICC 9.1 code. The analysis has begun. Modified a whole sets of the prototype buildings that we use, 16 of them. For each climate zone, we have 32 for each code base, so we have 32 times 4. For the, and including each sets of code change has to go all these 64 buildings, prototype models. And that has been updated, and the first set of simulation change has been completed. And we are going through reviewing the results, and we are expected to complete this report by January 31st, 2024. With this, I conclude the interim progress report, and I'll be glad to answer any question you may have. We'll give the option to Jeff Sunny so that we can answer any question you may have at the end of the next presentation. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have any TAC member, any specific questions on the commercial comparison that was just done on the interim basis? Okay. In that case, what we're looking for is a motion to accept the interim draft report, which is comparison to the 2023 Commercial Affordable Building Code Energy Conservation 8th Edition with 2021 IEC. And ASHRAE 90.1-2019.
I move to accept. Roger Sanders.
Second, Social.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
Great. Our next report, I think Jeff Sunny is going to do on the impact of residential provisions. Mo, do you want to say anything on that before we turn it to Jeff?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Sure. All right, Jeff, you're up, sir.
All right, good morning. Let's see here. I'm trying to share my screen. It says I need to ask the organizer to make me the presenter, so.
So Bearcat needs to stop sharing too then, okay.
Okay. I'm still seeing the same message.
Hold on.
Coming your way.
Okay.
Have any TAC members joined the meeting since the roll call was taken?
Yes, Donna.
Okay, well, Jonathan, I have you. You did speak up later, but either Brian or David.
Yeah, Jeff, this is Brian. Mostly, sorry, I was on during the roll call. My mic was acting up, so but yes, I'm here.
Great. So our vote on that should be 10-0. Just to bring us, so you have it. Everybody's on to David. All right, Jeff, we're seeing you there.
Okay, great. Okay, I'll go ahead and begin then.
Yes, please.
Thank you. And, similar similar work that Verica did on the residential side here. Talk about that again. The project. Background, the purpose again. Review this time the residential provisions of our 8th edition 2023 Florida Energy Code and compare its stringency to that of the 2021 IACC. And then also again make a determination whether the stringency of our code meets or exceeds that of the new IACC. So as far as just a quick summary of the activities here, again, review the changes, review the differences between the two codes, and then list the impact of code differences by the different sections, mandatory, prescriptive, performance, and energy rating index, and then provide a short anticipated stringency impact of each change. That is our October 15th draft interim report. So here's the report table from, as you can already tell here from the Chapter 1, 3, and Chapter 4 differences. Chapter 4 has the vast majority of the changes. Zoom in a little bit, an example from the table. So we have the provision type and the code section. The provision type, again, being the mandatory performance prescriptive energy rating index. In this case, is generally we're looking at the, this is from Chapter 5 here, existing buildings, so the general section there. And we provide the different summaries, so just a short summary of the differences between the two codes for this code section, and then the anticipated effect on stringency, whether it increases or decreases the our code with respect to the ICC or no impact. Listed for each. So we had over 50 different differences summarized in the residential report. And of course, again, we're going to have anticipated impacts ranging from making our code more stringent to less stringent to no impact, you know, for administrative and other impacts, or other changes, differences, won't have an impact there. And some are not readily quantifiable. So those won't be included in analysis either, but those are all noted in the report. And then, of course, a number of the differences only apply to certain cases. For example, we have at least one significant difference between the Florida Code and the IACC when it comes to multifamily projects. Our Florida Code includes listing of dehumidifiers, a mandatory section on dehumidifiers, which is not included in the IACC. And then we also include some certain efficiency credits for performance compliance in our Florida Code, which are not noted in the IACC. So those will all impact the differences and the analysis. Some of the more significant differences that apply, are going to apply to a lot of the projects here in the state of Florida include, we continue to have a difference in our maximum building air leakage rate requirement, that being 5 ACH50 in the IACC and 7 ACH50 in the 2023 Florida Code. We in that Florida Code continue to include a storage water heater heat trap requirement, which is not included in the 2021 IACC. And then two changes that actually result in no difference. We had an increase in our Florida lighting efficacy, residential lighting efficacy requirement. That change now makes our Florida stringency the same as the IACC. Also, the 2021 IACC code increased the performance stringency by 5%, but we also, through the 2023 code cycle, made a change that matches that increase for Florida compliance. So again, getting at, you know, what are we going to see as far as an overall difference? So there's some things, definitely some, you know, back and forth there, but there are a couple things here that have moved in our direction, or at least there are not the increase on the ICC side. And then the example I touched on, the our new Florida code has a electric resistance heating system prohibition for complete system changeouts, equipment replacements in climate zone T.
too. Of course, that's not going to show up in an analysis, but that's certainly an impact on COVID transmission here in Florida in replicable cases. So as far as next steps, as Barakat noted on the commercial side, municipal residential will be using Energy Gauge USA software to simulate annual simulations, annual energy use of sample Florida 2023 code projects and 2021 IECC compliant projects. We're looking at one-story and two-story houses and a multifamily unit and running those simulations in Miami, Tampa, and in Jacksonville. And of course, again, we're going to model what readily quantifiable differences. As we've done in the past, we will again provide a table showing exactly the details of what the Florida code house and the IECC house has, the characteristics of each one and the differences. We'll highlight those differences in each one for the analysis. And then we'll use those results to make a determination whether our Florida code meets or exceeds the 2021 IECC. And again, anticipate that we'll be able to provide that report on time, January 31st of next year on the residential side. So short summary, but I'm certainly again available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Any TAC member have any questions on the residential comparison? All right, well, if there's not, then we would look for a motion to accept the interim draft report on impactful residential provision differences between the FBC Energy Conservation 8th Edition and the 2021 IECC.
Motion to accept, Koshel.
Second, John.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you both, Barakat and Jeff, for your informative reports. And look forward to hearing the final results in January or February, if the case may be. We don't have any energy compliance software submittals, and well, that brings us to public comment. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment?
I had a number of questions on these two reports, Jeff, but you hadn't asked for any public comment on those. This is Arlene Stewart, who is...
We don't take public comment on interim reports. Just TAC member can ask questions, but you're welcome to, take your 3 minutes now.
Well, I was hoping to ask some questions about how the reports were going to be done. For example, I'd like to make sure that for the residential, that the simulations will be worst case, that for the simulations for commercial, that a shell building without a HVAC designer was going to be done, because there were a number of questions out of Miami on that particular configuration. I also had a question regarding what Barakat had said about the changes for ASHRAE 90.1. I don't seem to recall all of those changes coming through the TAC, so I didn't fully understand that. But also, if we were picking up ASHRAE 90.1 in its entirety, does that mean that we are going to be in compliance with the federal criteria? And whether Florida understood that the requirements of EPAC had to do with stringency, or if the federal language had to do with energy performance, because I think that's pretty critical given a number of the the federal tax credits for builders and building owners in Florida. So that was some of them. I can reach out to FSEC with my other ones, but that's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
It would just be unfortunate that if the public had questions about these about how these reports were being done, that we wouldn't be able to question those until it was done, until the final report. But like I said, I'll reach out.
Contact them. Yeah, that'd be the best contact, and I'd be happy to respond. Is there anybody else in the public that would like to comment?
Yes, Pete Quintella here.
Pete, go ahead.
I kept hearing them referred to January 31st, and I think the code is going to affect January 1st, right?
December 31st, yeah.
Yeah, January 1st, basically. So their conclusion that this meets or exceeds the requirements will be on January 31st. Is that correct?
This is Mom McDonough. Yes, that's correct. Conclusion will come through after the code goes into effect. And there's no correlation or relation to the two. So that's a research project, and the code will go into effect December 31st.
Thank you.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Okay. No, you might want to just make a general comment. If my memory is correct, and I'll rely on somebody else have a public comment.
Jeff, this is Rob Vieira.
Okay, Rob. Right.
Sorry, sure. I'll wake up here. There was a notice of intent from DOE for energy auditor training funding, and I think that the building commission might actually be the ones that have to go after this. This is sort of state organization money. And so I just wanted to see what the TAC thought. You know, this money's been appropriated by the federal government. Either Florida will get its share or it will go elsewhere. And this isn't maybe as controversial as other things. It's to do training of our workforce. So I just wondered if the members of the TAC or staff had any comments on that.
Okay. Is there any other public comment then?
It would be good to have that particular money go through BASF, since they're connected with the Building Commission.
Okay. Mo, do you want to respond to that or anything?
Not really at this point. I'll talk to Rob, but okay. There's no intention at this point to move forward. I've seen some of the requests by DOE. There's some has to do with tied to more stringency to the energy code and so on. So I'll talk to Rob after this meeting.
And, Mo, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe if you want to elaborate on it, typically when we're doing the final adoption of the code edition, when it comes to the energy code, there's recommendations from FSAC on different things that the commission would need to adopt in order to try to meet those efficiency requirements, which has been done in this case as well. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, again, that's correct. We did a specific project where the Florida Solar Energy Center staff pointed out those significant code changes from the model code, and those went through the tax, and the tax mainly decided to recommend certain ones and not everything. So we did take that in consideration at the meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, Drew, I think we're ready for you to go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Okay, thank you everyone for your time today. Folks from FSEC, thank you for your research and presentations today. Very helpful and enlightening, and we look forward to the final results at the end of January. If no one else has anything to add, we can take a motion to adjourn.
This is Roger.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Roger.
I had a question regarding the design temperatures being referred to in Appendix D of the plumbing code, and I'd like to add those design temperatures for the state somewhere in the building code, in the energy code, so that it's just not so counterintuitive. Because I see a lot of expansion of the design temperatures. They'll choose 94 or 95 when they're actually 91 degree delta T. And a 16 or 17 degree delta T, you move that to 19 or 20, that's a 10 or 12% or even more increase in the design temperature.
Well, I don't know if there's something you want.
Well, I think, you know, this is a resource. The resource is in the plumbing code, and also there is a resource for that in ASHRAE 90.1. So I think really the information are available. So if somebody feels that he want a reference to a specific code, then yeah, a code change probably will be needed. So, Roger, if you want to think about that for a future update,
okay.
Maybe submit a code
Thank
change.
You.
You're welcome.
I will. Okay.
Thank you, Roger. Okay, we had a motion. I didn't hear a second to adjourn.
Second, Gravato.
Question.
All right, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. And Bob, you have a question now too? Is that
Bob Rochelle? No.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right, thank you, everyone. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Be well.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
This conference is no longer being recorded.